It's a tough one this Monday. A lot of disappointment, a lot of what ifs, a lot of what could have beens. But the Browns are still 3-3. I mean, it's not like they're 0-6. The sky is not falling, but certainly a disappointing loss, 31-17 at home to the Detroit Lions. What's better than pigskin and pals, you might want to know? Well, how about adding a Browns alumni to the mix? Get to your Cleveland area Arby's and find out how to enter to win a lunch with a Browns alumni and a guest. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
216-578-0850. Will in Cleveland is going to join us now. Hey, Will.
Hey, how's it going, Vic? You guys do a phenomenal job of breaking everything down. A lot of insight.
Appreciate it.
Two quick things. One, you guys brought up a good point when it came to like the third down. To me, the biggest play of the game was a 9-yard pickup, and that was when the Lions had the first possession, and they let Stafford run the ball for the first down. Man, that to me turned the whole complexity of the game. And he spiked the ball, and before you know it, they all just jumped on the wagon, man, and kind of took it from there. So,
well, you made a great point about that, because when I saw him do that and it got the penalty, I thought it was like a little bit of a poise issue on his part, that he might have been too excited about doing that. But what ended up happening was he inspired the rest of his team, and that was exactly what happened there. My initial read on that was, hey, you know, Matthew got a little carried away. Him getting carried away in that circumstance was actually one of the good things from the Browns, Lions perspective,
yeah,
that happened.
So. And I wondered, the Browns do have a good ability to get to the quarterback, but with some of their blitzing schemes, I wonder if at times it does leave some running lanes open, because we saw Ponder run for a couple touchdowns against them. That was a big play, and Matthew Stafford, not exactly a runner as a quarterback.
It does. Risk, reward, but you got to get more rewards.
You got to just get off on third down.
Tony in Boardman. Hey, Tony. Oh, all right. Tony's gone. Dave DiNatale got some tweets, brother. Oh, do we have another call, Tony?
Tone? That is it for Tone. You can call me Tony. That's okay. You know.
Tony DiNatale. Yeah, that would actually work with DiNatale, but Dave works so much.
Yeah, Tony. All right. From Paul Myers. With Gerard's comments in the last segment, Kruger said the best team yesterday didn't win. I think he's one who's ready to pay the price. Packers, beware.
I'm glad they kind of feel that way. I mean, I think the team that played better won the game. I didn't think this was a matchup of overwhelming, like where the Lions were the, quote, better club. But they were, look, they got the better quarterback. I mean, they got some elements coming into this game that give them the edge on overall quality. But I'm glad the Browns feel that way. And you translate what Kruger said as to, we didn't play well. We packed it in, or we didn't.
For
whatever.
60 minutes, they didn't, but they dominated that team in the first half of that
first
game.
First half, and both sides.
When you dominate a team, you know that you can beat them. The Browns lost a game that they know they should have won, and I think that's what the hardest part to swallow about this. They, in many ways, gave this game away, and also the Detroit Lions took it.
Consistency, or lack thereof. What else we got, Dino?
All right, one more from Wesley at Covenant 1968. Yes, Campbell can manage games, and we do have a better chance of winning over winning record with Campbell over Whedon, says Wesley.
Well, that could happen.
I don't know
it's going to happen soon, but it's on the table for discussion, and I did go there with my thoughts. I'm still thinking you got to stick with Whedon at least one more week to see where you are. It could end up being two more weeks, but honestly, it could be just down to a week-to-week situation at quarterback. All right, coming up next is Bruce Hooley and Gerard Cherry. Hooley and Gerard following this show. We'll be back with you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily. You don't even want to say it.
Driven by Liberty Four.
Yeah, I know, it's hard on
you. You know what? I don't care. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Got to bounce back. That's what happens. It's a long season. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
We need that. We need that.
We need it. Listen, it's been a great 3 weeks. We got to start another streak here of winning.
See ya.
CBD.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.